Hello, good evening. My name's Richard. This is Over and Over and Over Again. The Arsenal women have kicked off their season away in Sweden. It wasn't a bad result in the end, was it? We're going to look at it the other side of this. I've just noticed on the intro, actually, the two players that I picked, Stina Blackstenius and Bukayo Saka, their initials kind of are the reverse of each other, aren't they? Stina's SB and Bukayo's BS, so just a bit strange that wasn't planned. Anyway, enough of all of that. We are going to look at the Arsenal women. Kicked off the season very, very early, of course, ahead of the WSL season, which doesn't start for over a month, but it's Champions League qualifiers. And of course, when you come third in the WSL, it does mean you have a very early pre-season. A lot of the players only came back last Monday, so they've only had just over a week of training, of course, with travelling up to Sweden as well. So it's been a very hectic few weeks. Obviously, there's a few new players. So it was always going to be a very tricky game, especially when you remember that Linköping, or Linköping, as I think they're pronounced in Sweden, they, of course, are midway through their season already. They started, you know, their season going through the summer due to the winter weather. So they were always going to be a little bit fresher and a little bit sharper than we were. But ultimately, as you can see from the scoreline there, Arsenal's quality did shine through in the end, and we got a victory, which puts us into the final on Saturday. Now, the final doesn't, you know, winning the final on Saturday won't qualify us for the Champions League group stage quite yet. There is a two-leg playoff to come later on should we get through. So a lot of football still to be played. But if you remember, 2 years ago, we went through a very, very similar process. And what it actually meant was, by the time the WSL season kicked off, we were ahead of all the other teams, and we started that season really, really well. We beat Chelsea, if you remember, in the first game of the season, didn't we? And that was because we were a little bit fresher because we'd played these games. And I think this is going to help us, certainly in the early part of the season. Whether or not it's going to lead to some fatigue later on down the line, we'll have to wait and see. But it's important that we get through these games and qualify for the group stage of the Champions League after that great run, of course, to the semi-final last season. There's no reason why we can't go all the way this year, is there, when you look at our squad, which we'll come on to, shall we? So this was the team lineup then for Arsenal today. Then in the first game of the season, there were three debutants. So in goal, it was, of course, Manu Zinsberger. The back four was Noel Moritz, Lotta Wubermoy, Amanda Illestat, her first game, and Katie McCabe started at left back. The three in midfield, Leah Walty, the captain, of course, Kim Little, and Frieda Marnham, our player of the season last season. And then there's two new players in the front three. It was Chloe Lacasse playing on the right, Caitlin Ford on the left, and of course the picture there, Alessia Russo making her debut through the centre. And what was good news, as far as I was concerned, and I'm sure many of us were, was that, of course, Beth Mead was on the bench. Now, of course, as we know, Beth Mead isn't expected to play quite yet due to her ACL injury that, of course, she suffered in November. But she's been training. She looks as though she's nearly ready to go. She was on the bench. I wasn't surprised she didn't maybe play a part in this game at the end. You know, we had the game pretty much wrapped up. Wasn't worth taking the risk with her. But I'm expecting her to play some part in the rest of these qualifying games for the Champions League, assuming we get through on Saturday. She may play some part in that game, mightn't she? And I certainly think she'll play some part in the two-legged playoff that comes following this, should we win on Saturday. So it's good to see her back, isn't it? The first of our ACL group to be back fit again. It'd be lovely to see her actually playing, won't it? But it was a very strong side, wasn't it? You know, and you can see by the strength in depth, we'll go through the substitutions as well. But certainly that starting 11 is a very strong starting 11, isn't it? It was good to see Amanda Illestat getting her first start. Of course, she scored so many goals at the World Cup, didn't she, for Sweden? But her primary job, of course, is keeping them out at the other end. And of course, I say two of that front three. Of course, Alessia Russo is the big one, isn't she? You know, the big money signing, if you like, although she was a free transfer, but you get what I mean. And of course, Chloe Lacasse, who's maybe gone under the radar a little bit since the signing of Russo. She is a very, very good player with a great goal-scoring record. And she took a place on that right-hand side in kind of Beth Mead's sort of role. And you can see the similarities there and why she'd be a good player to play in that position while Beth isn't in the team. Now, I actually thought that the first half, you could see basically what I said before about how rusty we look compared to our opponents, who, of course, were, I say, that they're halfway through their season. So they looked a little bit sharper than us. Obviously, our quality was there. We had a lot of chances, didn't we? Of course, we could have taken a lead after, what, 5 or 6 minutes, couldn't we, with a penalty? A bit of a soft penalty, wasn't it, but a handball. But we'll take it. And it was Kim Little, of course, who did take it, the captain. Back, of course, she missed the end of last season, didn't she, with that injury? But she was back. But it wasn't a great penalty, was it? And unusual for her, although she did miss one, of course, last season as well. But a poor penalty. It was well saved, actually, by the Ling Shopping goalkeeper. Actually had a decent game, Anderson, her name was. And she played well throughout the game, actually. She made a decent save in the penalty, but it wasn't Kim's greatest penalty, was it? So she needs to practice him a bit more, I think, in the next few weeks. But yeah, that was, I think if we'd scored that goal that early in the game, I think we'd have gone on to win maybe more comfortably than it was in the end. I know the scoreline seems comfortable, but it certainly wasn't a comfortable afternoon, was it, for Arsenal today? But I mean, after the penalty, we seemed to have a lot of chances, didn't we? But didn't look particularly clinical, did we, in front of goal? It was a little bit lackluster at times. And of course, on the counter attack, Lynn Shopping had a couple of opportunities himself, didn't they? And I wouldn't say I was worried at half time. It was 0-0, and I thought, you know, I was sure our quality would come through in the second half. But it was certainly in the balance still, wasn't it, at half time? There's no doubt about that. It was definitely, it definitely was. We've got Terry in the chat there. He says, good evening, Richard, all in the chat. What a squad Jonas has assembled. Yeah. Exactly. We're going to come more into the squad as we talk about the game with the substitutions and what have you as well. But yeah, it's looking a very, very strong squad, isn't it now? We seem to have cover in pretty much every area. I still think maybe midfield we could do with one more body coming in. We'll get onto that as well. We've got Emerson in the chat as well. Hey there, Emerson. He says, I'll let you know about the message you sent me. No problem, mate. Yeah. When you got, I know you're busy. You're a busy man. You know, when you get chance, please, that'll be great. Yeah. We can discuss a few things as well. Which we'll come on to. Terry says there, to be fair, Richard, we missed some sitters. Yeah, we did. We did miss, obviously, the penalty as well. We did miss some sitters. But, I mean, it was always, we were always going to be rusty when they've only trained for a week. You know, a lot of them played in the latter stage of the World Cup, didn't they? Amanda Illestat, Lotta Wuba Moura, she didn't play, was out there. Obviously, Alessia Russo played in the final, as we know. So, you know, some of them haven't had a lot of break, have they? They've gone on holiday, come back straight into training, and now we've had to play this game. So I always felt that we were going to be rusty, and we was. But I thought in the end, in the second half, we seemed to be a lot better, didn't we? We seemed a lot more in control of the game. We seemed to be a lot more clinical, as it turned out in the end. And I have to say, I do want to give special, special praise in this game to Caitlin Ford, because I thought she was, once again, one of our best, probably our best player. I would say she was probably our best player, player of the match, if you like. But yeah, I thought she was outstanding today, especially in that second half. She really grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck. And of course, she got that important opening goal, didn't she? Great play from Kim Little, of course, down that right-hand side. Nice little cross in to the centre. It went over Russo's head, and there was Caitlin Ford, a simple little header down into the bottom corner. I think at that time, you know, what was it, 10 minutes into the second half, I thought we needed a goal then. Because I was starting to get a little bit anxious because, you know, while it's 0-0, it's not like they're a poor team at Lynn Shopping. They had some half-decent players. And I was a little bit concerned, you know, the last thing we wanted was extra time. And, of course, we definitely couldn't have afforded to have lost this game and gone out. So I was getting a little bit concerned, a little bit nervy. But brilliant from Fordy to get on the end of that cross. A simple header, really. You know, she had the whole goal to aim at and headed it nice and gently into the corner. It was a nice goal, wasn't it? And I think after that, you could see the difference that made, how much it settled us down. And you could see our confidence just grow and lift. And of course, we made some substitutions later on. But before that, we, of course, had to see Alessia Russo miss an absolute sitter, you have to say. A very similar situation to where Fordy had scored that cross from the right-hand side. And quite how she didn't put that into the empty net. I don't know, a free header from what, 6 or 7 yards, you put it wide. Incredible. I thought she'd scored and I was amazed to see that go wide. But again, I think it's a little bit of rustiness, isn't it? We'll excuse her for that, really. One, it's her first game in the team as well. And secondly, I'll say she's not had much of a break, as she's not had much rest or much training with her new team. So we'll let Russo off that particular one. But that was her last touch, actually, wasn't it? And she got substituted straight after that. I don't think that was the reason. I think that was already pre-planned on the hour mark. But yeah, obviously she should have scored. Terry says there, Fordy had a blinder, well deserved. Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, I thought Fordy was brilliant again today. Our best player, I thought. So then we made the substitutions. This is where I mean about the strength in depth that we've got. You know, Stina Black-Stenius replaced Russo. Lena Hurtig came on to replace Lacazette. Of course, Beth Mead wasn't needed at this time. And Steph Catley as well, who was on the bench, she came on for Noel Moritz. And Katie McKay went across to the right-hand side and Steph played on the left, linking up, of course, with her compatriot, Caitlin Ford. They link up so well, don't they, down that left-hand side, not only for Arsenal, but for the Matildas as well. And you felt then that we... you know, they mentioned it in a commentary, didn't they? That, you know, getting players that are more used to playing together in the team, you know, with Blackstenius and Hurtig as opposed to Russo and Lacazette. And you could see we were a little bit more in tune, wasn't we, with each other? And it led to the second goal, didn't it? It was Lena Hurtig. And I was so pleased for her, actually, because I thought she played really well when she came on. Now, the thing with Lena Hurtig that you've got to remember is last season was her first season at the club. She did suffer a lot of injuries. You know, she just looked as though she was getting some minutes on the pitch. She scored a couple of goals in that Champions League game, didn't she, against Zurich, I think it was, wasn't it? And then she got an injury. And it was very difficult for her after that, wasn't it? And, you know, she always seemed a little bit off the pace of the game when she did come back and play. And, you know, I know she's a good player. She's got quality. And I'm hoping that this season, if she can keep herself fit, I think she could have a real big impact. I don't think she's going to be a starter necessarily. And I think what happened today, coming off the bench, scoring a goal, making a big impact, I do think that's where her future role is going to be in this team. I really do. I think that she is going to be a player that's going to make an impact from the bench as she did today. And that's what you need. You know, you need a squad. And I think this season, more than ever, because of the depth now that we've got, especially in the attacking areas of the pitch, I really do feel that Lena Hurtig is going to be an important player for us. You know, as I say, I felt a little bit sorry for her last season. She's not convinced everybody yet. Let's be honest. She's not convinced me. I've got to be fair. Last season, she wasn't able to be at her best, was she? Because she didn't get a good run in the side due to injuries and you know, whatever. So I'm expecting a lot bigger things from Lena Hurtig this season. Obviously, on the evidence of today's half an hour that she played, half hour or so at the end, I think that the signs are good. I think she, you know, it helps. I suppose it helps her that she knows this ground. Of course, she used to play for Lynn Shopping, as indeed did Stina Blackstenius. So she knew the surroundings, and that probably helped her. But it was a much better performance, man. I do feel a little bit as well. Towards the end of last season, she got a few substitute appearances, and I could see some better signs from her. And I think this could be a really big season for Lena Hurtig. And I know we don't like to mention it, but it's almost like a new signing, isn't it? A player that's already there that maybe has had a few injury problems. And she could end up becoming like another new signing for us. And yeah, I was really impressed with her today. A good header. We know she's good in the air. She's very tall. And maybe she hasn't always made the most of that, has she? But I thought today it was a great header, wasn't it? Leaping high above the goalkeeper, headed in to make it 2-0. Two headed goals as well, which that sealed it, didn't it? There was about, 15 minutes to go, wasn't there, at that point, I think, or somewhere around that time, 20 minutes maybe. And that kind of sealed it then. I think we all knew then that we had got the job done. We'd won the game and we'd progressed through to what is the final of this, like, qualifying competition, if you like, which is coming up on Saturday, which we'll look ahead to as well. Terry says there, to be honest, never rated Hurtig, but she is definitely changing my mind. Yeah, I mean, exactly. And I do feel last season it was hard to judge her because of the injuries that she had. And I don't think anyone was convinced by her. Let's be honest. I don't think anybody was. She was a little bit frustrating at times. But she was quite unlucky. If you remember in that Champions League semi-final against Wolfsburg at the Emirates, she came on and she nearly scored the winning goal, didn't she? She was unlucky. The goalkeeper made a save of her leg. So she would have been a real hero if she'd done that, wouldn't she? And that would have made a massive difference. But yeah, she hasn't convinced us yet. But I say the signs today look as though we could be set for a good season from Lena. And hopefully she stays fit. I'm sure she's going to contribute. Obviously, Jonas knows her really well. And I think that ultimately is going to maybe make a difference in the end. But I say 2-0, it was pretty comfortable, wasn't it? We made a couple of subs. Kim Little went off. And Victoria Pulova come on again, showing that strength. You know, a player like Victoria Pulova coming off the bench. Brilliant. And, you know, she made an impact in the game as well. She wasn't on for a massive amount of time, but she made a big impact. Of course, later on, Jem Beattie came on as well, didn't she, to get some minutes on the pitch as well. We saw how bigger part she played at the end of last season, a bigger part than she would have imagined she'd have had to have played, really, with the injuries that we had. And didn't she step up and do really well, as I know Terry was delighted about. And of course, right at the end, we got the third goal, the cherry on the cake, if you like, wasn't it? And it was a great goal, actually, really well-worked goal. Caitlin Ford with the assist, so a goal and assist for her, brilliant stuff. That was on the right hand side. A lovely low cross at the near post. And Stina did, it was like a Giroud goal, wasn't it? If you remember when Olivier Giroud played for the men's team, he used to attack that near post, didn't he? Got a lot of goals there. And that's what Stina did. She attacked that near post. The ball came in. Lovely little finish past the goalkeeper. And I do feel as though this is, it's going to be a big season, isn't it, for Stina Blackstenius with Alessia Russo coming in. And I think today we've seen that. I think generally it's probably going to be to start one or the other. I can't see us starting both of them, to be honest with you, with the system that we play and the fact that they are quite similar in style, aren't they, in the way that they play. They've got slightly different qualities and slightly different weaknesses, but I do feel that they're quite similar in style. So I'll be amazed if they start too many games together. I'd like them to see it happen, but I don't think it will. So I think it's going to be one or the other. So I think it's, you know, I thought Stina was brilliant in the second half of last season. If you see the documentary on Arsenal.com, is it Together? I think it's called, isn't it? Something like that. And I've seen it and it's absolutely brilliant. And what comes across in that so clearly is the fact that how important Stina was in those final few months of the season when she stepped up. She got big goals in big games, didn't she? The winner in the semi-final of the Continental Cup. She scored the equaliser in the final of the Continental Cup as well. She scored the winner in the quarter-final of the Champions League. She's got in both legs of the semi-final. You know, really big game player. And I think we're going to... It's a big season for Stina because she will feel a little bit of pressure for her place. You know, we wanted to break the transfer record to get Russo in January. So we've got her now. Jonas obviously wanted her. And I think there's going to be real pressure on Stina to perform. And I'm confident that she's going to rise to the challenge. And she showed today, didn't she? You know, Russo was a little bit off her game, I thought, most of the game today. But it's her first game. We'll let her off. But Stina came on and showed straight away how important she is and how important she's going to be. A lovely goal. And I thought her general play while she was on the pitch was good as well. So that's good competition, isn't it? You know, you want competition, don't you, in that attacking area of the pitch. If we've got two strikers that are vying for that place, then it's going to be good, isn't it? Because when either of them play, they're both going to have a point to prove. And, you know, that's going to be crucial, isn't it, as the season progresses? Because there's going to be spells where, like we saw Stina last season, she had to play a lot of games. You know, there was a spell when her confidence went a little bit, wasn't it? She was missing chances. And that would have been the opportunity to have left her out of the team if there was somebody else to come in and do that job. And it wasn't really at the time, was it? So Stina had to plough through and it was hard. She got the benefit, I'll say it, towards the end of the season when she was brilliant. Probably our best player in the second half of the season. For me, I thought she was. So, yeah, there's going to be a little bit of pressure on her. So we'll see how that goes. But that's a good battle there, isn't it, between those two? It's going to be interesting to see. And they're both going to score goals, and that's the great thing about it. In this team as well, with the chances we create, they are both going to score a lot of goals, aren't they? And you never know, we may see them play together. I'm not sure how often that will be the case. Certain games, I can see it, maybe. But I don't think it's going to be a regular thing. I can see them rotating and swapping with each other during the game as well. So a really important season for both of them, really, isn't it? We want to see Alessia Russo do well. Of course we do, because we love her. But for me, Stina... At this moment in time, Stina is our number one striker. She is. She's proved her worth already. And, you know, it's up to Russo to come in and prove that she deserves that place in that team. And I think that's good competition, isn't it? So we'll see how that works out. But today it was Stina's day, wasn't it? Again, back on her former home ground, a club that she played for a long time earlier in her career. And she won that little battle of the centre forwards today, didn't she? Getting that lovely goal at the end. To make it 3-0. And I thought that was important for her because, you know, I'm not saying she was left out of the team today for any reason other than, you know, I think that Jonas was trying out these new players, wasn't he, to give them a start in the team. Why not? So, yeah, I thought that, you know, Stina made her point, didn't she, with that goal. And she took it really well. And I thought she played well when she came on as well. So, yeah, that's we're going to have to watch that through the season, aren't we? It's going to be exciting, isn't it, to see those two battling it out for that position. And I think it's one position and we've got two great players, fantastic goal scorers to battle that out. So that's going to be good, isn't it? So, and she got that third goal and that was great, wasn't it? To seal the day and make it maybe slightly more comfortable scoreline than the game maybe suggested overall. Because I felt that there were times in that game where, you know, Ling Shopping caused us problems. They did. They had some good chances, didn't they? I thought Manu Zinsberger made a couple of good saves when she needed to. There was a free kick she saved, wasn't there, in the second half, and one or two others. So it was a tricky game, and it was always going to be a tricky game, but we've got the result. We've come out on top. And yeah, we've got to be delighted with the way it went, because it was never ever going to be easy. And it's not going to be easy on Saturday in the final live, is it? I think now we've had 90 minutes together, extra 90 minutes in the legs. We used a lot of the squad as well, which was good. I'm sure there'll be some changes for Saturday, which we'll come on to. And we'll see. We've got Ryan Fernie, Mr. Arsenal podcast. Hey there, my friend. Good to see you. He says, bring on Saturday, whoever it may be. Yeah, exactly. Of course, we're looking forward to that, aren't we? It's a big game. We have to get through. We have to qualify. We showed last season how important the Champions League was for our season. And I think we're the sort of club that needs to be in the Champions League. We have to be. Look at the Emirates last season for some of those Champions League games. The semi-final, of course, the sellout crowd, as we know. But even the other games earlier on, you know, were really well supported. You can see what a big club we are. I think that it's massive, massive, massive that we do. We have to qualify for the group stage. We have to. There's no doubt. And we've got a tough game on Saturday, and then another tough game at the two-legged playoff, whoever that might be against, in a few weeks' time. So, yeah. We've still got a lot of work to do. But, yeah, it was a good performance today in the end, and we got the job done. As Emerson says there, Paris FC Women v Crybass of Ukraine, which just kicked off. Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, let us know how that's going on. Obviously, we played a winner of that game. My feeling is likely it to be Paris, but I don't know too much about the Ukrainian side. If I'm honest, I'm just basing it off the fact that the Ukrainian Women's League probably isn't as strong as the French Women's League. So you'd imagine Paris will be favourites in that game. But we'll see. Whoever we have to play, as Ryan said there, you know, whoever it is, we'll have to play, and we'll have to play well and win the game, hopefully. And then we can keep ploughing on. Terry says here, I think Stina is world-class. I do as well. And I know sometimes she gets a lot of criticism, doesn't she? Because last season there were games where she missed a few chances, and yeah, she did. But what she brings to the team, her work rate, the way she links the play, the runs that she makes off the ball, sensational. And she scored 18 goals last season, let's not forget, a top scorer, 18 goals, and that's a decent turnaround for her, actually. And this season I'll be expecting her to score more, I've got to be honest. You know, I know she's under pressure for her place with Russo, she might get rotated more, but she'll be coming off the bench. And Stina's proven before, not just today, she's come off the bench in previous games and made an impact. So you know Stina can make an impact from the bench. So even when she doesn't start games, she's still likely to get herself a goal or two, isn't she? So, it's a big... I agree with Terry. I've always thought Stina has been very, very underrated. She's one of my favourite players in this team, without a doubt. I think she's brilliant. And I'm looking forward to seeing her really push on this season again and carry on that great form. Terry says, I just think we still have Leah Williamson, Viv, Mido to come back. Yeah, excited. So, no, exactly, yeah, we do. I mean, obviously, Mido was on the bench today, although she didn't come on. At least she's getting back to fitness again. And, of course, Leah Williamson and Viv going to be a little bit further down the line, aren't they, until we'll see them, particularly Leah Williamson. And, of course, Laura Wainwright as well, who's not going to be fit probably. She'll probably be out for the season, won't she, Laura, more than likely, or virtually the season. But we're hoping to see Leah Williamson back at some point, maybe March, April time, you know. Could even be sooner, maybe. I mean, Mido's a little bit ahead of schedule, isn't she? I wasn't expecting Mido to play maybe until at least the start of the season, the WSL season in October, or maybe even beyond that. But to her to be back in the squad now, and there's a good chance she may well get picked for the England game against Scotland in a couple of weeks' time, which we're going to as well. So we're looking forward to imagine her coming back for England and scoring in that game. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? So, it's exciting times. Really, really good. So that's good to see, isn't it? Ryan says, yeah, would you take Little off penalties? Is becoming a regular thing of her missing them now. I mean, yeah, obviously she did miss one, of course, last season, as we know, an important one it was, wasn't it? Would I take her off? I don't know. She's been so reliable, hasn't she, from the penalty spot over her career with Arsenal. It's difficult, isn't it? Of course, last season, Katie McCabe missed two, didn't she, as well? So it's not like Kim Little was any worse than the people who took the penalties when she didn't. So I don't know. We've probably got play. I mean, I actually, Steph Catley in the World Cup, she took some good penalties, didn't she? So she would be a good option, I think, as a new penalty taker, potentially, Steph Catley. Caitlin Ford can probably stick one away. I wouldn't want Katie McCabe to take one. No disrespect to Katie, we love her, but she missed a couple last season. And of course, strikers should want to take them, shouldn't they? I don't know what Russo's penalties are like particularly. Did she score one in that shootout? I can't remember if she did or not. In the Lionesses in the World Cup against against Colombia. Did she take a penalty in that route? I can't remember if she did or not now. But anyway, my choice, I would keep Kim on the penalties because I do think she's got that mentality generally. Yes, she's missed a couple, but everybody misses penalties, don't they? I would keep her on them for now. Obviously, if she misses the next one that she takes, then I would say maybe look for a change. My change, I say, would probably be Steph Catley, if I'm honest, because penalties were brilliant in the World Cup. Let's see what happens. But I would keep her on them for now and see. I say if she misses the next one, then I would say, yes, maybe it's time to make the change. But we'll see. Would you keep running them, Ryan, or would you maybe consider switching her off from now, the next penalty that we get, whenever that is? I would give her at least another one and see how she goes. And if she misses that one, I'll say then maybe get Steph Catley on. But we'll see. Terry says, Estina is a class act when playing more central, like in the cup final. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously our best position, isn't it? And what I like to, well, I don't know whether any of you guys have seen that documentary yet that's on Arsenal.com about the Arsenal women. It's sort of like an all or nothing type fly on the wall documentary, isn't it? I think it's called Together, isn't it? Or something like that. And I've watched them all and it's really good. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch it because it's brilliant. The only thing that maybe disappointed me slightly is there wasn't enough kind of changing room, training ground footage for me. They showed quite a lot of the games and the goals and stuff, which we've all seen. And it's not adding anything new, is it? Because we've seen those goals. We saw all that at the time. I would like to have seen a little bit more behind the scenes stuff, a little bit more, you know, a little bit more changing room stuff, like at half time in the cup final and stuff. And just a bit more of that kind of thing, you know, of Jonas's, maybe he didn't want the cameras in there much, you know, maybe that was the reason, I don't know, but I would like to have seen a little bit more of that, if I'm honest, and the huddles at the end and all that kind of stuff. We got a couple of bits from that, but not enough for me. I'd like to have seen more of it, but it was great. And what came across for me is, you know, since Stina Black-Stennis has been with Arsenal, she hasn't really given too many interviews. We've not really seen much of her personality other than what she does on the pitch. But you know, she spoke a lot in that documentary. She came across really, really well, I thought. And you can see how much she loves playing for Arsenal, and two, how important she is to the team and everything else. So yeah, that was really good. So if you haven't seen that, it's on Arsenal's website, arsenal.com. So go there and watch it because it's brilliant. I think it's 5 episodes. They're only about half an hour each, so you can get through them quite quickly. I mean, I watched all 5 of them in one day, but sort of through the day, a couple of them, a couple there, but it's brilliant. So yeah, definitely watch that. But yeah, Stina came across really, really well in that. You know, she spoke really well. Very, very, as Terry said, class act. She is a class act on and off the pitch. Terry says they're freedom maybe for penalties. Yeah, potentially. She can certainly hit a ball hard. Again, I can't remember seeing her take a penalty, Frieda, so I'm not sure how a penalty take it is, because, you know, it is quite a specialist thing to take penalties, isn't it? It's not something that anybody can do. And just because someone can strike the ball, I mean, look at Katie McCabe, you know, she can score from 30 yards, bang them in the top corner, but she missed 2 penalties, really poor penalties they were as well, wasn't they? So there's no guarantee that Frieda would be great at penalties necessarily, but I'd like to see her take one and see how it went and see how her technique is. But I'll still stick with Kimmy for now. I wouldn't take it off her yet, but I'll say one more miss and I think she's on the shaky ground now, isn't she? Yeah, we missed again, but one more miss and I think we may look at changing it potentially. But we've got a few options. I think, you know, Caitlin Falls is another one. I think that, but I think Steph would be my favourite if we had to change. Terry says, yeah, I thought Jonas treated everyone with the utmost respect in the documentary. Yeah, he did. Jonas come across really, I thought he came across really well in that. I know we only saw bits and pieces, but his instructions seemed very, very clear, uncomplicated. When you compare that to the men's team and Mikel Arteta, when they had the all or nothing, Mikel Arteta seemed very confusing. A lot of the stuff that he said was very confusing, wasn't it? The analogies that he made and stuff like that. You could see the players sometimes were kind of looking at each other thinking, what on earth is he talking about? Whereas Jonas, very, very simple, straightforward, straight to the point. And I kind of like that. That's the sort of manager that I like, who's just, you know, and I think Serena Wiegman, very similar to that as well for the Lionesses, isn't she? Very straight down the middle. And everybody knows exactly what they're doing. There's no confusion. And that's what I liked about it. And he did come across really well, Jonas, actually. And he is, you can see, he is a very, very intelligent guy. He's a very, very good football man. and he's just a great all-round guy, isn't he? And I think he's a great manager for Arsenal, and I think we are going to... He's already won one trophy, and I'm sure there's more to come as well. You know, in the World Cup, he came across so well. He understands the game, doesn't he? And he understands what's needed in game situations when you heard his analysis in the World Cup. So, yeah, I'm really, really pleased that he's our manager. And, yeah, you're right, Terry. He came across brilliantly, didn't he, in that documentary. Absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, definitely watch that if you haven't done already. It's worth a watch. Emerson says, still 0-0 in the other game, 15 minutes. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be tight. I think Paris will probably win, but we'll see. I say we're through. That's the main thing, isn't it? I wish our game had been played now rather than earlier on this afternoon, because I couldn't watch all of it due to the fact I was at work until half-time. I saw bits and pieces of it, but I saw all the second half. I just didn't see as much of the first half as I would have wanted to. Of course, I would have done a watch along had I been able to, but we should be okay for Saturday. Terry says, plus the girls were all for one another. Yeah, you can see that team spirit. And I think we've got that in the men's team as well. And you can clearly see we've got it in the women's team. Yeah, they are all in it together. And you could see by what came across as well in that documentary was the fact that early in the season, when Viv was fit, when Beth Mead was fit and everybody was fit, Leah Williamson and everybody, and you could see what a great team we had, and we would have taken that league title or gone very, very close, and I think we could have won the Champions League as well. And in the end, you could see how much of a struggle it was with all the injuries that we had, and how everyone had to pull together, and how they did. And I think that's going to really help us this season, because we're going to suffer adversity this season. Of course we are, you know, whether it's injuries, whether it's, you know, difficulties in games. And I think that last season's experience is going to really pull this team together. And you have to give Jonas credit for that. He's built that, hasn't he? He's built the squad, he's built the team, and he's built that atmosphere, and it's brilliant. And as I say, he's got a trophy on the board now, and I think this is the springboard now. You look at our squad, and this is what really excites me, you know, when, as Terry said, we've still got players out injured, like massive players, some of the best players in the world, Viv Miedemeyer, Leah Williamson, two of the best players in the world, won't be playing probably this side of Christmas, Viv maybe just before Christmas, but certainly, you know, they're not in the team. But despite that, look at the squad that we've got now. You know, the players on the bench today, a lot of those would walk into most teams in the WSL and in Europe, let's be honest. So, and we've still got, of course, our new Spanish defender, Leia Cadena, to come in as well. She wasn't involved today. She came a bit later than the others, didn't she? Back from the World Cup final and stuff. So she's got to come in as well. Another great player. And I'm sure that, you know, the window's still open, isn't it? The transfer window. I'm sure that we'll get at least one more body in. I'm sure we will. And I think it's going to be a midfield player, if I'm honest. I think everywhere else we look okay, don't we? But maybe in midfield, we're a little bit, maybe one more player I think we could probably do with there. So, but let's see what happens. But yeah, the squad looks fantastic, doesn't it? I was looking at that when the team lineup came out. I thought, wow, that's a really good, strong start 11. You look on the bench and you think, wow, there's some great players on there as well. Game-changing players that can come off the bench and make a difference. Two of them did today, Lena and Stina. Both come on and scored a goal. And that's what we've got this season. And that's what's so exciting, isn't it? Because we've got these players now that can do that. Last season, at the start of the season, we did. And then it kind of, we ran out of bodies, didn't we, at the end? And we didn't really have anybody. You look in that semi-final against Wolfsburg at the Emirates, you know, we had to throw Michelle Abermang on at the end. And, you know, she's a great young player. And I'm sure she's going to end up having a great career. But when you're playing in a Champions League semi-final, you want to have more experienced options in the striking positions, don't you, to come on. And we didn't. And that was what cost us ultimately in the end of the season, wasn't it? So, you know, now we've got options everywhere, haven't we? And it's great. It's such a good squad. And I'm so excited for this season. I really do think that we are going to win at least one trophy this season, if not more. We've got the potential there. We've got the players. And I think we've got the right manager as well to do that. But what we have to do is we have to find a way to get into that group stage of the Champions League. It's a big ask, isn't it? Making a team play four games in what is basically pre-season. Four pre-season games to qualify for the group stage of the Champions League. It seems a lot, doesn't it, when you think about it? You know, and for me, what I find a little bit strange about it is the fact that when you look at most of the other leagues, and even the WSL maybe to a certain degree, but certainly more in the leagues in Europe, there isn't a lot of real depth in quality in the leagues, is there? You know, you've got the Spanish league, you've got maybe a couple of teams there that are good, the rest of them aren't. There's the standard drops off a lot, doesn't it? I think Germany's the same. Andreas has said that plenty of times on this show, hasn't he? And I think the French league's the same. And the WSL to a certain degree, I think we've got slightly more depth in our league. But even so, there's still a big gap, isn't there, between the top teams. And it's like, you know, why should Arsenal, who came third in the strongest league in depth in Europe, have to go through four games to qualify for the group stage when a team from a country with a lot weaker league, Ukraine, for an example. I mean, obviously, they're in this play. I don't know whether or not their champions qualified automatically for the group stage. I'm not sure. But I don't know. It just seems a lot for us to have to go through when we've got such a tough, strong league anyway. Almost as though, you know, I think we should have had to go straight into the two-leg playoff, maybe. That we shouldn't have had to play these two games. But I say it might help us out because it's going to mean that when the season starts, we're going to be more ready, aren't we? Maybe ahead of some of the other WSL teams. Man United, for example, who we play second game, I think we'll have a massive advantage over them having played these games because, you know, everyone plays friendlies, but these aren't just friendlies, are they? They're actual Champions League important games. And that's going to give us that little competitive edge, I think. It did 2 years ago, and I think it will again. So, I'm a little bit frustrated that we have to play these games, especially now when we've had one week of training, but it might ultimately help us as long as we get through. That's the main thing, is that we have to get through. We have to be in that Champions League. You know, last season we were worried at the end, were we going to get top three even? You know, because it wasn't always looking, we wasn't looking favourites, was we, at one time? And not to have even qualified at all, having done so well in that competition last year, would have been terrible. So not to make it into the group stage now would be a disaster almost, wouldn't it? I think it's so important that we're there. And we've got a quality that we know we have. We should be able to beat Paris or this Ukrainian team on Saturday. We should. And then hopefully we'll see what the draw brings us in the two-legged game. And I'll be pretty confident over two legs in a playoff. We should be looking at how we did in the two-legged games in the knockout stage of the Champions League last year. We've now got a stronger squad to play because we've got fit players and we've got new signings. I'm not overly concerned that we won't make it, but you never know. You know, it's happened before. Look at Man City last season, or last two seasons. They got knocked out before the group stage. So, you know, we've got to get the job done, and let's hope that we do. And I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will. So let's have a look and see. Terry says, with the defenders we have now, do you think he may push Leah up in the centre midfield? Potentially, yes. I mean, obviously, she played there a little bit last season, didn't she? You know, at different various points in the season, especially when Kim Little was injured time, wasn't it? She pushed into there. And yeah, obviously she can play there. And she did well in some games there, didn't she? I'm not sure. I prefer her playing in defence because I feel as though that's her best position. And we see how important she is there, not only for Arsenal, but for the Lionesses as well. But yeah, she can do a job in midfield. And maybe that's the plan. But she's not going to be playing until March, is she? At the earliest, I don't think. So I think we need another midfield player now to fill that void until Leah's fit to play wherever it is Leah's going to play, whether it is in defence, whether it's midfield, whether it's a mixture of both. But yeah, you're right. She can play there. She probably will play there at some points, you know, later in this season and obviously moving forward because she's a great football player. She reads the game so well. Her range of passing is great. And yeah, she can fit that role. I don't think she particularly likes it because it's a lot more running around, but she can do that job really well. And I'm sure she will at some stage. But yeah, I think we do need one more body now because Leah's not going to play, is she, most of the season. So Terry says, I love these games. I just can't see these girls losing. No, I can't see them losing either. But you can never take anything for granted, can you? I mean, we're a very strong team. We're far too strong to be playing in these playoffs, really, aren't we? We're too good. But you don't get nothing by looking at your squad on paper and thinking, oh, what a great squad it is. They've got to go out on the pitch and do it. As I say, we are not prepared for competitive football, really, are we? Because this is pre-season. These are pre-season games. And we're not ready for that. You know, luckily, the teams that we're playing so far and looking at the team we're going to be playing on Saturday are not top level teams, are they? So we should be able to win. But we've still got to do the job. And anyone can beat anybody in 90 minutes of football. It's happened so many times. Cup shocks happen all the time. We've got to make sure that we're professional and we don't slip up. Because I say that for me, that'd be a disaster. Really would, because I really fancy our chance in the Champions League this year. If we can get in the group stage, I think we can go a long way again. Because look how we did last season with that depleted squad. The Bayern Munich game, brilliant. The Wolfsburg game, brilliant. So with a strong squad, fully fit team, obviously Lee will be back for them knockout stages potentially as well, you know, Viv as well. So yeah, exciting time. We need to be in it though. We've got to be in it. And it's important that we keep winning. Terry says, don't get me wrong, I'd love us to get another player in, but I wouldn't be disappointed if we didn't. No, I mean, I wouldn't be disappointed if we didn't, because the squad is great and we've got depth and we've got a few players who are a little bit versatile in our midfield. We've got Katerina Kuhl. We've got Vicky Palova who can come in. She's going to be battling for a place in the door. So we've got players. I'd like to see one more come in. I won't be disappointed either, no, because absolutely we've got a very, very strong squad. We've got good depth in pretty much most areas of the pitch now. You know, and you can see that what Jonas has done is he's basically filled us out in the attacking end of the pitch, because that was where we were maybe lacking a little bit last season with Viv and Beth both injured at the same time. We had nothing else really, did we? It was a struggle. So he's filled it out with some good quality. And, you know, dotted around as well. So we've got Amanda at the back. We've needed, you know, we needed a defender, didn't we, with Hafaela leaving. Yeah, maybe you could look at that and say, well, Leah's out and Hafaela, our two best centre-backs last year, both no longer playing, or certainly Leah won't be for a long time. We've only bought one in. Do we need another central defender? Potentially we do. But, you know, Lotta does a great job. We know that she's brilliant. So, you know, Steph can play there. She has played there if needed. So we've maybe got options. But, yeah, maybe I would like to see one more. I would like to see one more coming, but let's see. Terry says, same as Richard, these girls deserve. Yeah, they do. Absolutely. We they do deserve to. You don't get what you deserve always in life and in football, but this team deserves another shot at that Champions League, don't they, after what happened last season? They definitely deserve it. And I think it would be great, wouldn't it, to get to a semi-final or something like that and Viv to be in the team, because she missed out last year. She could have been so important. You know, Leah, who missed the semi-final, to be playing this time. You know, it'd be great for them as well, wouldn't it? So yeah, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. But I'm confident that we'll win on Saturday. I'm confident we'll win the knockout. But we can't ever take it for granted, can we? Terry says, thank God for Jen Beattie. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, right, and I remember last season we were kind of, at the start of the season, you know, obviously, Jen signed a new contract and we're thinking she's not going to play really, is she? She's not going to play much. And then she got a few games here and there at the start of the season. And then, of course, later on at the end, she was one of the key players that we needed, wasn't she? How important she proved to be and how brilliant she played as well. I mean, I think we're all a little bit shocked at really how well she did in those real big pressure games at the end of the season. She was absolutely brilliant. I mean, I'll never forget that Wolfsburg game, the goal that she scored. And the funny thing was that night, I remember, you know, Stina had to go off, didn't she, because she was injured. And we were losing 2-1. And, you know, Jonas stuck Jen up front, didn't he? He pushed her up front. And we're thinking, I remember saying to Paula, I said, what on earth is going on? We're losing a semi-final of Champions League. And, you know, we didn't know Stina was injured at the time. So he took Stina off and he's put Jen Beattie up front. What on earth is he doing? Literally 2 seconds later, Jen Beattie pops up with that goal. And it was just, well, OK, Jonas, we'll let you make the changes. We'll just sit and watch you. And, of course, Jen then went back into defence after that, after getting that goal. But, yeah, Jen was brilliant, actually, last season. And, you know, again, this season, she's not going to play a massive role. Well, no disrespect to Jen and to you, Terry. I know you love her, but I'm hoping she doesn't have to play a big role, because if she has to, what it means is we're going to have some injury problems again, because, you know, she's, what, third, fourth choice centre-back, isn't she? So if she has to play, it's because we've got a lot of injuries. And so I'm hoping she doesn't have to play. But if she does and when she does, we know she's going to do a fantastic job again. So don't have any worries on that side of things. But, yeah, how well did she do at the end of last season? Absolutely amazing, amazing performances from her. Greg's in the chat doing, Greg, good to see you, my friend. Hope you're well. He says, I think we need a good right back. I think that's our weakness. I would say maybe you're right. I mean, I think Noel Moritz she's steady and solid, but is she really a fantastic right back? No. We bought Laura Wainwriter in long term to replace Noel Moritz, didn't we? And she was starting to do that. I thought she was brilliant in the first half of last season. She went off the boil a little bit, didn't she, in the second half of the season, Laura? But now she's injured. She's probably going to miss most of the season anyway. So, yes, potentially we do. But Amanda Ilestak can play right back as well. And she can also play right in a three. So we've got options there anyway. But, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe a right back could be somewhere that we could look at. We're not going to buy three players, though, are we now? I think we're only going to maybe buy one. And if we're going to buy one, would it be a centre-back? Because we basically lost two and only bought one. Would it be a right-back? Because, again, we lost a right-back. And I agree with you, Noel Moritz probably is starting to... I think she's past her best, shall we say. You know, she always gives everything, but, you know... and also, as well, I do think maybe midfield... We saw last season with Kim and Leah Walty both injured. That was an area that we struggled in. And we haven't even got Leah Williamson as a backup now for the time being. So, three positions we need. I don't think we're going to buy three players. So, which do we choose? But you're right. Right back is an area that we could do it. But I think maybe Jonas looked at it and thought, Amanda Ilestak, if we get another centre-back in, well, we've got the Spanish... Of course, we've got the Spanish girl, haven't we? Cadena. I forgot about her. We've got Cadena, haven't we? So, maybe what he's looking at is you could have Cadena and lots of Ruben Moy, and then Amanda Ilestak could play right back. Because she's played there plenty of times. So, yeah, maybe we might... I forgot about Cadena because she wasn't in the squad today. Of course, we've signed her as well, another centre-back. So, yeah, maybe we're right for centre-backs. But, yeah, maybe you're right about it in our midfield. Yeah, we'll have to see. Emerson says there, Anna, she's got that name that's very difficult to pronounce, but we know what you mean, of Barcelona is linked. Yeah, she's been linked. I don't know how strong that link is. She's a good player. Be nice to have. And could be completed after these qualifiers. And like you said, it's 1-0 to Paris. Oh, 1-0. Yeah, we kind of felt Paris were going to go through. I'm sure they will. So we'll look forward to hopefully meeting Paris on Saturday. Wayne says, I've no idea why, but I've got... oh, hang on, something's come up on my screen. I've got a weird... Oh, hang on a minute. I need to get this comment back up. I've no idea why, but I've got a weird hunch that... This season, Lena Hurtig is going to go up another level, and I don't know why, literally just a few. Well, no, I mean, we were saying that before, Wayne. You know, last season, she had a lot of injury problems. She never got a solid run in the team. And, you know, I think if she stays fit, I think she is going to be really important this season. I say I'm not sure she's going to start that many games. I think she's more like to come off the bench, like today, and make an impact. And that's what you need players to be able to do, you know. It's no good having... 15, 16, 17, 18 really good players, but they're only good if they start games. You've got to have players who you can bring off the bench and can make an impact from the bench. Some players are really good to do that, aren't they? You know, the super sub, if you like, they get called, don't they? But every successful team needs to have players on the bench that can come on and make an impact. You have to, because your 11 at starting aren't always going to be able to do it in any particular game. So I would like to... I think that Lena Hurtig this season is going to be one of those. But I'm sure she'll start games as well. We've got a lot of football to play, but she's a player that can come off the bench and make an impact. And that's what we need. You know, we need two or three that you can do that. You can rely on, like, you know, looking at our squad. We've got that now, haven't we? You know, Russo and Blackstenius, for example. One of those two is probably going to be on the bench. They can come on and make an impact. So, yeah, that's what you need. You need to have players like that in your squad. And, yeah, let's see. But yeah, I agree. I think Lena's going to have a much better season this season. If she can stay fit, I think she'll make a big impact. I really do. Wayne says, I think Neve Charles is a good fullback. Doesn't play too much for Chelsea, but is a dependable player. Yeah, I don't know if Chelsea would sell her to us. No, they probably wouldn't, actually. You know, she played bits and pieces in the World Cup. You know, she's an England international. I agree. I think she's a good player. Isn't she more of a left back, though, than a right back? I think she plays more. I think she can play either, but I think she's played more as a left back, hasn't she, for Chelsea? But she's decent. Yeah, I agree. She's a solid, dependable player, and certainly wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be a bad squad player to have, would it? You know, but I say I don't think Chelsea will sell her to Arsenal, if I'm honest. Terry says, please, no more Chelsea players. Yeah, but the Chelsea women players, most of them are pretty good, aren't they? So getting some of them might not be a bad thing. But Emma isn't going to sell any player that she thinks is any good. She's not going to strengthen us, is she, by letting us have some of her good players? She just won't do it. You know, she'd rather let them rot on the bench and never play for Chelsea than sell them to us. That's what I think is going to happen. But anyway, you know, Neve Charles is a good player. Don't get me wrong. I'll be amazed if Chelsea sell her to us. If Emma lets it happen, I'll be amazed. But we'll see. You know, the window's still open, so who knows? Who knows indeed? Greg says, I watched Chelsea friendly the other day. I think our squad is much better. I didn't see it, so I don't know. But what I feel with Chelsea this season is they seem to have made, you know, they've had a very settled squad for a number of years, haven't they? They bring in a few players here and there, but this summer they seem to have had quite a big turnover. You know, they've lost some big players and they've brought some players in. And I think when that happens on that scale, it always takes time, doesn't it, for the team to gel. And maybe with Chelsea, this perhaps is the season for us or for somebody else to take advantage of the fact that Chelsea aren't going to be as settled as they have been because of the turnaround in players that they've had. And it's going to take them a little bit more time, maybe, I say, for everyone to adjust. I mean, look at last season, they brought that Buchanan in and she's looked really shaky, I felt, last season, although she's a very good player. So they might have the same problem again. You know, they've got some new players in. I say they've lost some really key players as well. So, yeah, I think this is our season and this is maybe the season. I think all successful teams, all great teams, they can be successful for a certain amount of seasons and then eventually you have to start rebuilding your squad. And there always comes a point when you've got to do that quite a lot in one go. You've got to change a lot of players. And I think that's where Chelsea are now this season. And this is our time, if you like. This is our chance and our opportunity to take advantage of that. Yes, we've got a lot of new players coming as well, but we've also got the base of a very settled team. And we saw last season what this team can do. And we've got some players coming back from injury and stuff as well. So I agree with you in the sense that I think we're in a better place than Chelsea. Is our squad better than theirs? I don't know. They've got new players in. It's difficult to know exactly how well they're going to settle in. But at this moment in time, I think we're in a better place with our squad than where Chelsea are, definitely. And we need to show that, though, over a season. Because although Chelsea might look as though they've got a few weaknesses here and there, and they may not be as strong as they were, they're Chelsea and we know what they do when it matters. You know, a bit like Man City in the men's game at the moment, they tend to get the results when they need to get them, don't they, Chelsea? They've always done that under Emma Hayes. And that's the only thing I would say. But I do kind of agree that our squad is more settled and we look as though we've got that advantage over Chelsea right now going into this season. But we'll see. I mean, they're going to be, I'm sure Chelsea will be strong and competitive as always. But yeah, I'm feeling quite confident going into this season that we're probably not going to start the season as favourites to win the league just because Chelsea generally will be that. Them anyway, weren't they the favourites? But I'm going into the season really confident that we are in a very good place. We've got a very good group of players. We've got the right mentality. We've got the right manager. And I think it might well all fall into place because if we can avoid those big injuries again this season, it would be incredible if we suffered again, wouldn't it? We certainly deserve that break, don't we? That bit of luck on the injury front. I do agree that we're in a better place than Chelsea, yes. But we've got to prove it over 22 WSL games, over the cup games as well. And if we do, it's going to be great, isn't it? If we can finally, you know, get that league title off Chelsea, that would be really, really impressive, wouldn't it? And something to really celebrate. Wayne says there they'd probably want a Katie McCabe swap, and that's a hard no. I'd never do it. No, absolutely not. No, well, we don't want to give Chelsea any of our good players, do we? Really, let's be honest. Terry says, I think it's just the word Chelsea. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you hear Chelsea and it makes you go all cold, doesn't it? You know, but yeah, Terry says, hit that thumbs up button. But yeah, please give us a like if you're enjoying what we do. It's good to be talking about the Arsenal women. Good that there's been a game to talk about as well, which is nice, isn't it? Unfortunately, I had to arrange this show at quite short notice because I wasn't sure what was happening tonight. I'm working and stuff, and in the end, I thought, you know what, let's do a show on the game. And unfortunately, the guys couldn't do it. Andreas, Emma, etc., they're all busy. So I thought, well, I'll do it anyway, because I like talking about the women's team. Wayne says, the thing is, the WSL, we have to be the ones to take the owners from Chelsea because, unlike the Premier League, there's less upsets. Absolutely, yeah. So we have to take points and take them off Chelsea this time. Yeah, I mean, two seasons ago, we took 4 out of 6 points off Chelsea and still came a point behind them because we lost to Birmingham and we drew with Tottenham, didn't we? So I think it's important that you're right, because there's only 22 games, you can't afford two or three slip-ups, because that's too much. You have to be consistent. You have to win a lot of your games. And yes, what we can't afford to do is lose to Chelsea twice, or even lose and draw. I think we need to beat Chelsea at least once. And if we win one and lose one, that's not too bad. If we win one and draw one, brilliant. If we win them both, we'll probably win the league, as long as we don't do anything stupid against Bristol City or somebody. But yeah, you're right that you don't get opportunities to make mistakes in the WSL because of the number of games. In the Premier League, there's 38 games. You lose three or four. It's not the end of the world. It makes it a bit more difficult, but it's not the end of the world. Most champions in the Premier League lose four, five, six games sometimes, don't they? Seven. In the WSL, if you lose three or four, you've had it. You're not going to win it either. David says, yeah, we are well prepared now. This team is balancing. No, you're right. I think you're right. Yeah. We do look as though we've got the right balance and the right blend. We've got the right mixture, I think, of experienced players. We've got the right mix of players that know the WSL. I think we've got the right mix of players that have come in from other leagues that can make an impact very quickly. So, yeah, I agree. I think we have got the right balance. We'll see. You know, again, some of these players might need a little bit of time to settle. We don't know. But, yeah, I agree. I think we have got a good balance. Terry says, I would take Millie Bright, to be fair. Well, I think we'd all take Millie Bright, definitely. She's a brilliant defender, but there's no way she's leaving Chelsea. There's absolutely no. And if she did, there's no way she'd come to Arsenal. It won't happen, will it? It's one of them signings, you know. I know we got Sol Campbell from Spurs that time, but these are them sort of signings don't often happen in football today. Millie Bright won't be coming to Arsenal as much as we'd love it. Greg said, it's good to see Jonas strengthening his coaching style. Well, it is. You're right. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of changes behind the scenes. And I think what's happened with Jonas is, I think at the beginning he was kind of learning about, he wanted to keep people that were already there and understood things. He brought a few people in. Now he's going for it, isn't he? Some of the coaching staff he's brought in are real top quality people that understand Arsenal as well. I think that's important. So yeah, you're right there. That's very, very good signs as well. And that's what we need. Get the best people in. And if the best people happen to have an Arsenal connection, as many of them do, even better, isn't it? That's what it is. Wayne says there, Man City beat us to the title, whilst Brentford took 6 points off them, and Spurs and United beat them, but unfortunately they took 6 points off us. Yeah, and that is a point, isn't it? That, you know, the games against your rivals are important. Of course they are. But in the Premier League, you can afford to lose twice to Brentford. You can afford to drop points to other teams and still win the league. Whereas in the WSL, we could beat Chelsea twice. But I think if we were to lose to, say, you know, someone equivalent of Brentford would be maybe somebody like, I don't know, Brighton in the WSL. If we were to lose twice to Brighton, having beaten Chelsea twice, would we still win the WSL? I don't think we would. So that's the difference, isn't it? The number of games. But you're right. You can do it. And beating your rivals is important. Of course, it is. If we get 6 points off Chelsea and we don't win the league, then it will be because of stupid games we're dropping points in elsewhere. But I think if we beat Chelsea twice, we would definitely win the league. I don't think any other result would happen. So, but yeah, you don't get the opportunity in the WSL there to lose to Brighton twice or to lose to Reading twice or lose to Aston Villa twice. You can't do that and still win the league, even if you beat all the top teams around you. Because they don't drop points today. Chelsea don't drop points very often to anybody else today. Chelsea drop their points against the top teams usually, and they still win the league because they beat everybody else. And everybody else will have games where they throw away points like we did against Birmingham that time and stuff, you know. Whereas Chelsea generally don't do that very often, do they? Usually they win those games. And that's sometimes, I know they lost to Liverpool last season, but they don't often, do they? That's the point. And that's what you've got to do. In the WSL, you have to be consistent, because you've only got 22 games. Terry says, looking forward to seeing Sorty's face when we turn them over this coming season and do the treble, maybe the quad. Well, it'd be, obviously, it was nice in the Continental Cup final last year when we beat Chelsea. You know, Emma's comments after the game, they were the sortiest comments ever. So that's quite funny, isn't it? But yeah, it's always nice to beat Chelsea. It's always nice for Chelsea to lose and see Emma's face. You know, I must admit, I kind of warmed for a little bit in the World Cup because I thought a lot of her work she did there was actually really good. But when she's manager of Chelsea, obviously we want her to suffer, don't we? And we want her to have to be sorty after games because they've lost, especially when they play us. But yeah, let's see what happens. I mean, I think we're in a better position than Chelsea now going into the season, definitely. But Chelsea are Chelsea, and they're still going to be the team to beat, aren't they? So, you know, we need to make sure that we just win as many games as we can and do as well as we can against them in those two games, and Man United as well. You know, we lost twice to Man U last season. We have to beat them this year. And, you know, we lost to Man City last season as well. So, you know, we have to improve in them games. We did well the season before. We didn't lose to any of them teams, did we? We only lost to Birmingham and they got relegated. Wayne says, yeah, that Birmingham game was so annoying. I remember we was in a funk and we'd lost to Barca and Chelsea in the cup comps. That's right, yeah. And I remember saying, don't carry that form into the league. And then we lose to the Blues. Yeah, I mean, that was a strange game. I mean, obviously, Leah Walty had to pull out in the warm-up, didn't she? She was ill or injured or something. I can't remember now. And, you know, you're right. That was either side of... There was that sort of COVID spell, wasn't there, where games were getting called off. And, you know, we had had a bad run before Christmas. And, yeah, it was just... We played that game, but that game came at a bad time for us, didn't it? If that had been played a few weeks later, we would have probably won that game 4-0 because of our form suddenly changed, didn't it? But, yeah, at that time, it all conspired against us. And that's unfortunately the way it went. But, yeah, that will haunt us for a long time, won't it? If we don't win the league again for a long time, that was our chance, wasn't it? That will haunt us forever. And we've got Royston in the chat, my friend. Good to see you. He said, I watched the game. First half, we were poor. Second half, they stepped up in class. Yeah. Russo had a quiet game. She did, yeah. Miss one chance, but easy does it, really. Awesome. Exactly, yeah, no, you're right. I mean, Russo was, she looked a little bit off the pace. I think maybe, you know, she would have come back later from the World Cup, having played in the final. And yeah, I think that you could see today maybe she was a little bit off the pace, you know, missing that chance that usually she would score. But the fact that we had Stina coming off the bench and showing the way, leading the way, is a good sign. And as you're right, Russo is going to get better. Of course she is. And I think all these players will get better. But I agree, yeah, the first half we wasn't great. And the second half we were better. And that's what we had to do to win the game. And I'm sure it'd be similar on Saturday. You know, we're not going to play well for 90 minutes yet because this is pre-season. Ultimately, it's pre-season, isn't it? So that's, you know, that's the situation that we're in. And we just got to try and get the results. Royston says, I think we should buy James from Chelsea. Yeah, again, Emma's not selling James to us, is she? Let's be honest. Even if she wanted to come to us, I don't think she would because she's been at Chelsea all her career, hasn't she? But no, I don't think James will come to us, unfortunately. I don't think Chelsea would sell her to us. But she would be a great player. You're absolutely right. She would be brilliant. But is she better than Beth Mead? Probably not. A fit Beth Mead would get in over Lauren James. Emerson says, half-time, Paris 1, Cryobas 0. So Paris are halfway to reaching the final and playing us on Saturday. I don't know if you know, Emerson, do you know what time the kickoff is on Saturday? Do we know yet? Because I've been trying to find it. I can't seem to find it anywhere. Or haven't they decided yet? Are they waiting until this game's finished? I don't know. If you know what a kickoff time is, please can you let me know, because I don't actually know. I've not seen it anywhere where the kickoff is. And Royston says, Paris FC, where will we play them if they win? In the same ground we play tonight, in this plastic pitcher, Lin shopping. It's there. The whole competition's there. So that's where we'll play, in the same ground we play today. And then if we get through that, we then play a home and away two-legged playoff against another team that's in the playoff. There'll be a draw and stuff like that. So that's how that'll be. Terry says, these Gooner girls ain't slipping up this season. We have too strong a bench not to change. No, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We've got players on the bench who come and make a difference. And that's the key to winning trophies, isn't it? You've got to have players who can make a difference when they come off the bench. And we seem to have a lot, don't we? Which is great. Greg says, in the coming cup waiting, didn't let James... Sorry, I've missed that comment. Where we were. In the coming cup waiting, didn't let James... Oh, the Continental Cup, you mean? Is that what you're talking about? We didn't let her play? Yeah. No, I mean, I like Lauren James. I think she's a good player, but I think we've got Beth Mead, who's better than her. They play in that similar position, don't they? Although she can maybe come across on the left as well, give options to Caitlin Ford when she's out of the team for whatever reason. Terry says, if James comes to the mighty Arsenal, I'm supporting Herne Bay Ladies. No, she's not going to come anyway, mate. So don't worry. We won't be signing Lauren James. Let's put it that way. I don't think we'll sign any player from Chelsea. And we don't need to do it. There's plenty of good players out there that we can buy. And even if we don't, as you said before, Terry, we don't need to be disappointed because we've got a great squad. And I'm sure we're going to have a really, really good season. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm sure you guys are as well. And we can't wait for that. So, we got the job done today, didn't we? 3-0 in the end. The scoreline certainly was more comfortable in the game for long periods of time. You know, playing on a plastic pitch, it's hard, isn't it? Obviously, used to playing on grass, it makes a difference. And I felt we struggled to settle down. We did. And hopefully now we've had a game on that pitch, we can come out on Saturday and play a lot better for 90 minutes. But it's going to be tough because it's a pre-season. Royston says there, we want the best ladies and men's teams. That means getting the best. But absolutely. Oh, 100% it does. But I do feel as though, James is a good player. I feel as though we've got better players already in our squad. And there's probably better players out there that we could buy. I don't think we'll be able to buy Lauren James because Chelsea wouldn't sell her to us anyway. I don't think that would ever happen. But you're right. I want us to get as many best players as we can get because that's how you win trophies. You're right. If you want to be the best, you have to have the best players, really, don't you? Let's be honest. And you certainly need to have a great manager. And I think we're not far off any of those things. We've got a great manager. We've got some really, really top players. And I think we've got that spirit that you need as well in those moments to win games of football when it matters. We showed that last season. If we just had that little bit of quality with the players that were missing, if we'd had that quality with that spirit that we had last season, we would have won more than just the Continental Cup. This season, with the better quality that we've got, the new signings that we've made, players coming back to fitness, with that quality and a spirit, we're not going to go too far wrong, are we? Let's be honest. And I think it's going to be a really, really massive season for Arsenal women again. Maybe we'll be back on top. You know, we used to be the top team, didn't we? We won everything. And it's been a little bit more of a struggle in recent years. We're finding it more difficult to win trophies. Chelsea have taken over a little bit. But their days are numbered now. It's all about us going forward. And I'm sure this season we're going to really show it on the pitch that we are the team to beat. And we are going to be up there when it matters. Terry says, James is the women's Havertz. Well, maybe to you she is, but I think she's a bit better than Havertz, actually. And Royston says, we get Havertz a wig. Yeah, maybe he could get away with it, couldn't he? Maybe stick a wig on him. I'm sure he'd look all right, wouldn't he? But, I think Lauren James isn't a player that we need to worry too much about coming to Arsenal. It's not going to happen. We need to worry about her when we're playing against her when we play Chelsea. But I think we've got the players who can cope with her, as we did on a couple of occasions last season. So we've done our job so far. We won our first game, a start of a new season. It's always nice, isn't it, when a new season starts? And it's nice to get a 3-0 win, a clean sheet as well, which is great. And three really good goals in the second half as well, wasn't it? Caitlin Ford, Lena Hertig, and of course, Dina Blackstenis with the goals. And it sets us up for this final on Saturday, which I still don't know what time it's starting. But anyway, as long as the time isn't a ridiculously stupid time of day, I'll be here with the watch along. Be the first women's watch along of the new season. Looking forward to that. I would have done one today, but I say, unfortunately, I was at work for the first half, couldn't really do one. And even though I was at home to watch the second half, it seemed a bit pointless at that point, doing a watch-along for a second half of the game. So I'll be back on Saturday with the full watch-along as normal, back to what we were doing last season. We're going to cover all the women's games as always, or as many of them as we can, apart from the ones that I'm at, of course, which we'll be going to a few this season, I'm sure, as usual. But I'll be back on Saturday with the watch-along, so please join me for that. There's no Premier League, of course, this weekend. It is international break, as we know, so we can focus 100% on these fantastic Arsenal women's teams. So join us for that on Saturday. That's going to be good. Of course, then we go into next week. We will, of course, have the Arsenal review show with Adam, looking ahead to the return of the Premier League. Of course, the game away at Everton a week on Saturday. Difficult game. That's going to be a difficult place for us to go. Could be our last visit ever to Goodison Park as well, couldn't it? Because their new stadium is in the process of being finished. So that's going to be a big game. We'll look forward to that on Tuesday with Adam. And then next Friday, we'll be back with a proper Arsenal women's show with all the guys on. That'll be the first one of the new season. We'll be looking back on the Champions League qualifier game against what looks like it's going to be Paris. And of course, looking ahead to the two-leg playoff and see if anybody else has joined the club. We can talk about the new signings. We can get everybody's point of view on that. And we may well have this season coming up on the Arsenal Women's Show. We may well have one or two new panelists joining the show as well. So that's going to be exciting. So stay tuned for all of that. What I really want to do this season is I really want to kind of increase the coverage of the women's team and women's football in general, actually. So we're going to be doing a little bit more stuff throughout this season. You know, I may be moving some of the stuff that we do with the men's team. You know, Adam's taking on some of that. I'm going to be maybe doing less of that myself and focusing. I'm going to be focusing more on the women's team. One, because I enjoy watching the women's team more anyway, is the main reason. And two, I just feel as though there's not enough coverage of it out there. So I want to give as much as I can to it this season. So there's going to be a few little changes, a few increase in some of the women's stuff that we'll be doing. We may have a little bit more shows on the women's team. Obviously, the watch-alongs as usual as well. So you definitely want to stay with us because that is what it's all about, isn't it? We want to get behind, you know, this fantastic Arsenal women's team that deserve our support, deserve the coverage that we give them. And also as well, I think women's football in general, you know, there should be more channels doing stuff on the women's team and women's football. There's not yet. I'm sure there will be as women's football continues to grow. But yeah, we're gonna increase our coverage this season of the women's team. And it's going to be really good. So stay with us for all of that. Terry says, can't wait for the season to start. Come on, you're going to go. No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it started now, Terry. The season started today. Look, 3-0 win. We won. We've started. The season's up and running. We've won. So I can't wait for the next game on Saturday now. I'm really excited for it. Terry says, Richard, I enjoyed tonight, but you must ban these jokes to Arsenal fans. I can't handle it. I think Terry would have a meltdown, actually. I think if we did buy Lauren James from Chelsea, I think Terry would actually have a meltdown completely. I definitely think he would. Maybe if we bought Millie Bright, it might ease it in a little bit more. If we got both of them together, maybe that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? We'll have to see. But Lauren James is a great player. Let's not get it wrong. She's a very, very good player. And she would be a great player to have in our squad. It's not going to happen. So relax, Terry. We're not signing Lauren James. Don't worry. We might bring in one or two other good players before this transfer window's finished, but we won't be bringing in Lauren James. So don't worry. Terry says, great show, Richard, and great chat from the chat as always. Indeed, it was. Take care, everyone. Hopefully, see you all soon. Yeah, hopefully see you Saturday, Terry, for the watch-along. The final, the Champions League qualifying final of this little competition. Looks like it'll be against Paris. It'll be good, won't it? So join us for that. I said, I don't know what time the kickoff is. I don't even know if it's been decided. I can't find it anywhere. So if anybody knows what time the kickoff is, let me know, because even Arsenal's website, which is quite poor for their coverage, Arsenal, I have to say at times. But anyway, let's have a look and see. Is it in here? See, it's not. You go onto the Arsenal app, right? Yeah, I'll show you that there. So it's got the Arsenal Women games. The next game on there, it says Liverpool, right? Now, Liverpool is the first game in the WSL, but we do have this Champions League qualifier to come before. They've not even got it on there. They didn't even have the link-copping game on until the other day. So I don't know when the game is. I don't know what time the kickoff is, which is slightly annoying. But anyway, whenever it is, don't worry. I'm going to do the watch-along. As long as it's after midday, because I'm busy on Saturday morning. But if it's in the afternoon, as I'm sure it will be, or the evening, I'll be here doing a watch-along of that. So join me for that, because it's going to be good. The first Arsenal Women's watch-along of the season. Really looking forward to that. They're my favourite shows, actually. I've got to be honest, they are the shows I like doing the most. And the Arsenal Women's Weekly, of course, on a Friday. And that's why this season I want to focus more on doing that, because I just enjoy them more myself. So, yeah, join me for that on Saturday. That's going to be really, really good. I'll put some stuff out on it, but yeah, whenever the game kicks off, I'll start the show 15 minutes before. So there you go, that's where I'll be here, enjoying that. So join me for that one very important game we have to win. Knockout football, you can't afford to slip up while you're out, and we can't afford to get knocked out of the Champions League, can we? So join me for that on Saturday, and then next week we'll be looking ahead to the return of the Premier League, and the return of the Arsenal Women's Show on a regular basis on a Friday starting next week, with all of the panel, and say some new special guests, and a really, really special guest actually is going to be coming on for a one-off show that you're not going to want to miss. That, trust me, you are not going to want to miss that show. It's going to be the best, probably what I would say is a guest that we've got lined up to come on the Arsenal Women's Weekly show is probably going to be the best guest that I've ever had on the channel. That'll probably be the best guest I'll ever get on the channel. And it's going to be the best show that we will ever do. So stay tuned for that, because it's going to be really good. So yeah, that is going to be something to look forward to. Trust me. Just finalizing a few details, but yeah, that is going to be something special. Terry says, Defo be there, mates. I'm not missing these girls. Teddy Cups. No, exactly. Yeah, you definitely will. I know you'll be there. And Royster says their first away game is Man U. Indeed, it is. Russo will start that game. See, I'm not sure if she will necessarily. I'm not sure, really. We'll have to see. But yeah, it's an exciting game, isn't it? It's been moved to the Friday night now. 7:30 kickoff on the Friday. I think it's the 6th of October, a month today, funny enough. That's our first away game. Was it the 7th? No, 6th, isn't it? Friday the 6th, 7:30. So that's going to be a bit of a strange time to be kicking off a game, isn't it, on a Friday? And it might mean that we can't go now. We were going to go if it had been on a Sunday. But anyway, we'll see. We might go anyway, obviously. But yeah, that's on a Friday. But yeah, Russo is going to be the centre of attention that night, isn't she? For definite. Royston says, I'm a James 2 Arsenal fan. You're just an Arsenal fan, Royston. That's perfectly fine. Don't worry about Terry. He's got a big thing about Arsenal buying Chelsea players. So don't worry about it. It's fine. Terry says, Russo hat-trick incoming. Yeah, well, let's hope so. It'd be nice. It'd be nice to see her get a goal against Man U, wouldn't it? Even if it's just a one and we win. And Royston says, yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah, well, let's hope so. I mean, it's going to be a big night for her, isn't it, Alessia Russo? A second Arsenal WSL game against their former club. How many times do we see a player go back to their former club and score? Lena and Stina did today. Of course, they used to play for Lynn Shopping, didn't they? They both played against them and scored. So the odds are Alessia Russo will score in that game. Let's hope so. Yeah, lots and lots to look forward to with the Arsenal women this season. It's going to be brilliant, isn't it? So I say we'll be there all the way, following them, supporting them, and doing what we can to keep promoting the fantastic job that they do, the fantastic performances that they put in. And yeah, we're going to be all the way with them. So join us for all of that coming up over the next few months. It's going to be great. But I say, Saturday, I'm here for the watch along. So join me for that, because it's going to be good. Give us a like before you go. So Arsenal won the game. It looks like it's going to be Paris on Saturday. Paris in the, not in the springtime, Paris in the autumn time, but not in Paris. It's going to be good. Terry says, I bet £50 Havertz don't. What, score a hat-trick against Chelsea? Yeah, you're probably right, you won't. But anyway, we won't worry too much about Havertz and the men's team for the time being. We've got a nice weekend coming up with the Arsenal women, so we're going to enjoy that, aren't we? So join me for Saturday for a watch-along. And I say next Friday, we're back with the Arsenal women's show with all the guys in. Lots to talk about, and hopefully another good victory to talk about as well. So join us for that. I will see you on Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your week. A couple of days left of the working week. Hope you enjoy whatever you're doing. Enjoy any football that you're watching as well. Or if you're playing football, whatever you're doing, enjoy it. And I'll see you Saturday. And of course, in the meantime, as always, come on, you Gunners. Come on, you Gunners. Brilliant result today. Brilliant performance. Let's push on and let's win on Saturday. Thanks for watching, guys. Take it easy. My name's Richard. This is Over and Over and Over Again. I'll see you on Saturday.